the rest of the story. You remember Alexander Hamilton as our first Secretary of the Treasury. Due to the significance of that solitary title, his numerous accomplishments are frequently overlooked. It was he who devised the federal fiscal system that paid off the Revolutionary War debt. He set the stage for our nation's westward expansion. He encouraged industrialization long before its time. It was he who paved the way for an American free press by popularizing the idea that truth is a defense against libel. And during the early years of the United States, he was instrumental in averting wars with England and France. In fact, our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., is where it is because of Alexander Hamilton. And Hamilton himself would never have lived to make these contributions. He would never have survived the Revolutionary War had it not been for a young major who saved his life. September 1776. Alexander Hamilton was a captain in the Continental Army, and he was about to die. Serving under Colonel Henry Knox, Captain Hamilton and his division were trapped by the British in Lower Manhattan. Other troops had evacuated in time to save themselves, had fled to what's now the upper west side of New York City, but Hamilton and his men were stranded. Their fate was comprised of two bleak options. Either they would fight and be killed, or they would surrender and be hanged. They were dead men either way. So, it came as no surprise when Colonel Knox issued the order that his soldiers would stand their ground and fight to the death. In quiet desperation, Captain Hamilton awaited the inevitable attack. But suddenly there was the sound of horses' hoofs. Were the British advancing already? No, it was not an army. It was a lone rider approaching on horseback, and the rider was a revolutionary soldier. But how had he gotten through the British lines? Well, Hamilton's question was answered soon enough. The horseman was a young major, General Putnam's aide. Learning that Hamilton and his men were backed into a corner, he had sought and discovered an escape route for them. He had blazed an access to the Bloomingdale Road. And now, unless Hamilton and his company were determined to die, they must follow the major, and quickly. It was an 8-mile march in driving rain. But by nightfall, Hamilton and all of his men were safe at Harlem Heights. Exhausted, they could only slump behind the entrenchments and fall fast asleep, but they were alive thanks to that daring young major. Alexander Hamilton survived the Revolutionary War, became one of our most revered statesmen, and surely the face of that young officer, the man who had rescued him, lived forever after in his memory. He would see that face again, many times. In fact, it was the last face he ever saw. Historians frequently conjecture how much more might Hamilton have accomplished had he not been gunned down in a duel at the age of 47. Mostly forgotten is that Aaron Burr, the man who had cut Hamilton's life short, and the young army major who had spared him, even as our American dream was being born, the killer and the savior were the same man. The man who had saved him, Aaron Burr, killed him. And now you know the rest of the story.